We're going to start our discussion of poetry in Western Europe with the Iliad and the Odyssey. These two Greek poems stand out as great examples of the earliest European poems. They're believed to have been written sometime between 800 BC and 700 BC, partly because the poems refer to the social conditions of that time, conditions that have been validated by the findings of archaeologists. But just who was the poet who laid down these cornerstones of Western literature? Well, tradition ascribes them to a man named Homer. But we know virtually nothing about this Homer. In fact, some say that such a poet never existed at all, that neither the Iliad nor the Odyssey was written by a single poet, but rather, each poem is a composite of the writings of several people. This, anyway, was the view of a school of literary critics in the 18th century known as the Annalists. The Annalists pointed to internal evidence, such as variations in the literary devices used in the poems, to argue that each work was, in fact, a collection of several poems by several Greek authors. Opposing the Annalists were a second group of scholars called the Unitarians. They insisted that the Iliad and the Odyssey could well have been the work of a single poetic genius. To support their argument, they stressed, among other things, the consistency of the characters portrayed in the stories. This wouldn't have been possible, they said, if they were written by many different poets. Now, how we look at the Homeric question today has been greatly influenced by someone named Milman Perry, an American scholar who first presented his ideas about Homer in the 1930s. So let's take a look at Perry's research and how it affects what modern-day scholars think about Homer.